Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hey everyone, it's George Frank. Thank you so much for tuning in to an all new episode of Social Blend. This week, I am starting this new thing called Story Time. And this is the first installment of Story Time. I'm so excited to talk about my life, like little stories that I have in my life. They could be funny, they could be crazy, they could be scary and horrifying. So I'm so excited to speak on these stories, to, you know, have them forever. You know, since I do this podcast, you know, one day I could look at these episodes and say, oh my God, let me, you know, reimagine this story that I, you know, had and I was a part of all these years ago. So before I start, I do want to talk about my voice. I don't know what's going on. It is disgustingly cold here in Jersey. My nose is all stuffy and I feel like I lost my voice. I was singing karaoke last week, so I don't know if maybe that's it, but it sucks. I'm over this weather. I'm over it. And then also, like, it's so scary to even, like, say that you're not feeling okay because everyone immediately thinks COVID. Like, I'm scared to even do a little cough, like, nowadays. So, but whatever. Okay, so let's start story time. Okay, so this all happened in 2013. The story starts in New Jersey at home, and that night I was going to a party, but I had to, you know, kind of lie about it. So it was me and my two friends, Ryan and Jordan, and we were all going to this house party that was probably like 15 minutes away from my house walking. So we were able to walk. It wasn't that far away, so it was perfect. Everyone met at my house, and then we walked to the party. So we get to the party, and there's a fee to get in. Now, if you know me, I'm not paying a fee to go to some dumb party. I will stay my ass home and watch some Netflix or just chill out. I'm not the party guy. I do love having a good time and I do love, you know, being crazy, but I am not going to pay to go to some stupid party. So I refused and they said, well, one of you guys got to twerk then. Now, Jordan and Ryan are girls. I also want to point that out because, they do have, like, guy names, but they are girls. And so we were all laughing. So my one friend, Jordan, goes, shit, all right. So she starts twerking. And we're like, you're so stupid. Like, why would you do, like, why would you twerk? Like, it's not that big of a deal. So anyway, as we're outside, the cops come. All of a sudden, the cops come down the street. So they are like, get in quick. So we all run into the house. We duck and hide. All the lights get turned off. It was crazy. So now as this is all happening, I'm like, thank God I didn't have to twerk. Number one. Number two, oh my gosh, is this my father? Now, if you don't know, my father was an investigator. So his whole life was investigating criminals and, you know, kind of interrogating people and stuff like that. So you cannot lie to this man. And I've learned that since I was a kid. Like, just tell the truth because he knows when you're lying. That's what he was trained to detect. So I never lied to him ever. And when I left, I just said we were going for a walk. Now, I always thought he had like a tracker on me or something ever since I was a kid. I was like, I think he has a tracker on me because I just feel like he knows everywhere as I'm going. So when this all happened and the cops came, I immediately was like, that's it. He knows where I am. He tracked me to this place. It's over. We're done with. And my friend Ryan's like, oh my God, stop it. No way. I'm like, yeah. Like, it has to be. There's no other reason why this would not be a thing. Macari. We need to speak about it. Macari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Macari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Macari. I buy on Macari and I sell on Macari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Macari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Macari. Again, $30 to spend on Macari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. So the cop comes, he makes a U-turn. The house was on a cul-de-sac. So he turns around and he doesn't see anything. So he just leaves. Now we are all like, what the fuck was that about? Everyone at that party was like, what the fuck was that about? Did someone call the cops? And I'm just sitting in the corner like, I'm not saying anything. So at that point, the party was whack. There was like nothing going on there. It was very boring, as I knew it was going to be, but they wanted to go so bad. And I was just like, all right, I'll come. So number one, thank God we didn't have to pay, because that's like, ugh, that's a no for me. And so after that, we're like, all right, let's just go home. So we walk home. We come home, everything, you know, is fine. I'm looking at my dad, like, I feel like he called the cops, but I'm not going to start anything. So then my mom is like, oh, you guys want me to make popcorn? I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, let's make popcorn. And it was like a nice summer night out. So we never do this, but we sat in the front yard. We had like a big porch. And so we sat in the front. Now, usually we would just chill in the backyard. But this night, I don't know, I guess it was nice out, and we just decided let's sit on the front porch. So now we're on the front porch eating popcorn, and it's probably around like 11:30 at night. So we're all just like talking and laughing and stuff like that. And I'm like saying like how I thought my dad, you know, might have called the cops to go and, you know, see what's going on and where we were going. And you know, whatever, we're just laughing about it. And all of a sudden, straight ahead across the street from us, in the back of the neighbor's house, a man walks towards the front of the house across the street. So now we're all talking, we don't care. Now my one friend Ryan saw this, and she's watching this man, and I guess he had a mask on or whatever, and that's what caught her eye. And she's like, guys, who is that? And we all look up, and we look straight across the street to the neighbor's house, and we see this man walking down the driveway. Now, I saw the garbage can, so I'm like, oh, he's probably just bringing his garbage can up. And she's like, I don't think so. And I'm like, yes, like what else? Like, he's just bringing his garbage can up. So now we're talking, and all of a sudden this man grabs the garbage can, and I'm like, see? And then he shakes it and then throws it. So then we all like stopped talking, and we turned and looked, and that's when we almost shit ourselves. And we're just like, what the hell is going on right now? So this man then starts coming forward across the street, and we are like, oh, what is going on? So now my one friend Ryan jumps up and is like, let's go inside. And we're like just in shock. So then I get up next and I run inside. So then after that, then my friend Jordan runs inside. My mom was outside with us and then she's still out there. And then he's like, so now he's like on our grass walking up to us and we are freaking out. We're like, what the hell is going on? Who is this person? But we weren't asking questions. We were just running inside. My mom gets up and shines the light of her phone to this man and goes, hello, can I help you? Like that. And we're like, get in the house. What are you doing? Saying, hi, can I help you? Get in the house. This man is shaking the freaking garbage cans. He's running up all weird on us. He has a hoodie on. He's going to kill us. So she randomly screams and runs inside. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like now that I think of it, I laugh. But at that time, I was like, we are going to be murdered. That's it. So right before we shut the door, I was like, oh, the popcorn. Oh my. I was like, I'm such a fat ass. So I run and grab the popcorn right before he comes inside or like comes on the porch. So then he starts banging on the door after we shut it and lock it. We are screaming. My friend Jordan is having like a panic attack. She's like, she's crying. She's like, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. So now me. So when I like when I'm in a serious situation, I'm horrible because I will just laugh. Like I nervously laugh and it's not good. I know it's not good, but it's what I do and that's it. So I'm over here nervously laughing and I seem to see that my brother isn't around. My two brothers aren't around and my dad is gone. I'm like, where the hell is everybody? I'm like, are they sleeping? So my sister randomly comes running in out of our sunroom. I guess she was watching TV and she fell asleep. She's like crying and we're like, oh my God, what's going on? And I guess she got scared because we're all screaming. So she runs into the room and she was screaming. I think she was like 10 at the time. So she was young and we were all young. And so at that point we were freaking out. We're like, lock the doors. Where's the other? So we have a sunroom that has a sliding door and we have a back door leading out of our kitchen. And that is also a sliding door. And they were both unlocked. So we ran and locked them. We were panicking. We were in such panic mode. We didn't know what to do. So then we were about to call the police. And then all of a sudden, the guy comes out in the backyard and starts banging on the sliding door in the back. So we are freaking out. And as we're freaking out, my friend Jordan is like, I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police. And once she said that is when the guy ran away. And we're like, where the hell did he go? I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goli. We are seconds away from calling the police. when, long behold, my brothers come out of nowhere without the mask on, with their hoodies on, and they are laughing at us hysterically. And we are livid that they would even do this to us. We were so mad because we thought we were in a situation where we were going to die that night. And they were nowhere to be found. And I was just, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, are you guys serious right now? Like, you guys thought this was a joke? So anyway, what they did was, as we were outside eating popcorn and laughing and whatever, they decided it would be funny if they went around the houses into our neighbors and come out through that side and walk up to us and scare us. It was a horrific moment in my life. I'm still traumatized over it. And whenever we bring it up, we just die laughing because we literally thought we were in a situation where we were going to die. It was the scariest, one of the scariest moments in my life. So I hope you guys liked this story and I hope it gave you a laugh or two. And it just comes to show that, like, life is crazy. And one second you think you're dying, or one second you're laughing, the next second you think you're dying, and then all of a sudden, like, all that anxiety and fear, like, just simmers into extinction, and it's, like, nothing anymore. And you're like, what? Like, what is going on? It's such a mindfuck, but, yeah, so thank you so much for tuning into this, and I'm so excited to share with you guys more stories like this. And another one I have coming up for you guys in, you know, weeks ahead is even crazier. So if you guys like, if you guys thought this was crazy, the other one is intense, and that I really was not seeing myself coming home alive. So thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I can't wait to show you guys what we have in store for next week. I'm very excited. I can't really say anything yet about it, but we are in the process of getting this together for you guys, and it's going to be a great show for anyone that feels like they need, you know, to talk to someone through these hard times. The next show is definitely going to be for you. All right, thank you so much, and I will see you all next week.